Good evening, spooks and spookettes. I am Count Rahun, and this is my feature of fright. Before we begin our show this evening, I would like to thank our patrons, Yancey Pearson, Morgan Mitchell, Lucas Lanius, Nicole Johnson, Rhonda Gentry, Courtney O'Halloran, Tyler Laney, and Stephen Duke. You keep us going into the night, and we cannot thank you enough. If you would like to join our fiends, then log on to patreon.com/drahoon and give today. Speaking of patronage, we typically buy our $10 or higher patrons a ticket to our live shows if they are in the area. We do have another live performance coming up on September 15th at Nick Newton's and Spinelli's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee at 5 p.m. This is a free show, but if you become a patron between now and the 15th, your count will buy you a pizza slice of your choosing after the show. I will have the list together, so be sure to find me after the show, tell me your name, and I will have you taken care of. Now that that's out of the way, let us get into the heart of the matter, and hopefully you won't feel the need to drive a stake through it. What you are about to hear is the first act from our live show at the Borough Bar and Grill from July 20th. In addition to this introduction, you will hear the in-house intro given by Radical Arts and yours truly, as well as some ads written for local businesses that sponsored the show towards the end of the broadcast. This tale is also another edition of Tales of Drahoon. If you recall from the last one, we met 50s-era veterinarian Rick Adelaide and his then-estranged wife Irene in order to send a shrunken sub to the center of our wiener dog friend Ollie's bladder to destroy a microscopic anthropophagus. During this scenario, I had mentioned that I met the Adelaides in Egypt in 1953. So, we will travel back in time to reconnect with old friends in order to show you what happened during that most unusual time. Enjoy, Spooks and Spookettes.
Now you're not going to hear so much of me. Good evening, welcome to Count Rahun's Feature of Fright. Yeah! We're really, really excited to host him. My name is Seth Lim, I'm the president of Radical Arts. A little bit about Radical Arts before we get started. Radical Arts is a radical lefty nonprofit, pro-LGBT, anti-racist, and pro-feminist organization based here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We are really excited to be partnered up with Count Rahun's Feature of Fright to bring you all this show tonight. Coming up for Radical Arts, we have a few shows that we do here at the Borough Bar and Grill currently. The second Thursday of every month, we do an open mic comedy night here. The third Thursday of every month is a talk show called Late Night for a Thursday. It's also live streamed. It's hilarious and wonderful. And then on the fourth Thursday of every month, we do a booked comedy show with a bunch of comedians. And so that's every month here at the Borough Bar and Grill. We'd love to have you all out for that. Really soon, in the next few months, Radical Arts is going to be opening up our own venue here in Murfreesboro, and we're really pumped about that. So stay tuned for more information about that coming up. And if you want to know more about Radical Arts or about our upcoming venue, you can talk to me after the show. We're really, really excited to be promoting original work based here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Count Rahun's Feature of Fright is a full-length radio play written by Taylor Gentry. And we're really excited to have them. I haven't seen the show yet, so I'm really pumped. I'm looking forward to kicking back and watching this wonderful thing. It's a multiple-act show, so there will be an intermission. Please make sure that you're tipping your bartenders well and getting drinks throughout the night as well. So without further ado, I will introduce your host for the evening, Count Rahun himself.
Good evening, spooks and spookettes. I am Count Rahun,
And this is my feature of fright. If this is not your first time at one of our live shows, we are thrilled that you could join us once again. For our first-timers, be warned. You have stepped into the tangled web, a macabre soundscape filled with tales of the unexplainable, the horrifying, and in some cases, the hilarious. In a moment, the company of actors behind me, as well as our full Foley artist, Mr. Drew Hines, and our mistress of the macabre, Chris Williams, will perform for you three tales of fun, fright, and phenomena in a radio play format. Now, let us get into the heart of the matter, and hopefully you won't feel the need to drive a stake through it. Daryl, where are you? Spooks is Bookettes. Allow me to introduce to you my number one son.
And official co-host.
Daryl.
Hey, everybody.
So, I kind of made a promise to you.
Well, let's be honest. Dad's old.
All right.
And some of the stories he's been telling here recently have got a lot of plot holes in them.
They do not.
You have a lot of backstory you haven't even explained yet. For example, the Trident of Doom.
There is no backstory to the Trident of Doom. It's just a Trident of Doom. Simple enough.
You keep trying to make it a thing, it's not a thing.
Other examples.
Okay, how about how you met the Adelaides in Egypt in 1953, and here they are in 2019?
Not bad enough. In our last live show, we battled an anthropophagus.
I battled the anthropophagus, thank you very much.
With the help of Doctors Richard and Irene Adelaide, 50s era veterinarian and engineer, respectively.
They have weird marriage problems.
Tonight, I shall present to you the story of how I became acquainted with them. But first, we must go back in time. To Egypt, 1953. I had just arrived in Cairo sometime in the spring of 1953. A lot was going on in the country at the time. The Egyptians had just had a coup and installed Mohammed Nagy as their first president. The transition was not easy, for there was conflict between the Muslim Brotherhood and the transitional government known as the RCC. All focus was turned onto the streets of Cairo for the impending clash, which was sure to be overhyped at best. There is a big positive to all of that, though. All of those ancient tombs, in which contained some of Egypt's greatest forgotten pharaohs, were all just sitting there for the taking. There was one in particular that I needed to get to, but I needed a little help to get there, so I stopped into the first bar I saw in Cairo.
You stopped at a bar? Why?
Well, Daryl, if you're new to a country, you always go to a bar. You meet locals, get information, get a feel for what you are getting into.
What were you led to think?
I'm not really sure. It's hard to say. It was a slow evening when I walked in. I walked straight up to the fez-wearing bartender to see if I could get what I want. As-salamu alaykum. I knew I should have learned the language before I got here.
It's all right, mate. I speak English.
Oh. I'm looking for something.
Oh.
Do you happen to know where the Tomb of the Ninth Cataract is?
Never heard of that one. I've only been in the country for 3 months. I don't really know my way around, sorry.
Do you know anyone that might?
Maybe that guy.
Is he all right?
I think so. He's been coming around here for the last couple weeks, drowning his sorrows and whatnot.
Don't you think you should cut him off?
I can't cut him off after just one drink.
Excuse me, sir. Sir.
What?
I don't mean to bother you, but the bartender told me that you might be able to help me.
Help? You must have me mixed up with someone else. Do I look like I can help anyone?
Well, I'm not one to pass judgment.
I used to help people. I was pretty darn good at it, too.
Oh, a veterinarian?
Veterinarian, right. Got my own practice in Springfield.
I didn't know that there was a demand for veterinarians in Egypt.
They don't need them. I came here to find someone. The love of my life. I met her a year ago. She came to my clinic one morning.
Help! Doctor, please!
What seems to be the problem, ma'am?
My little Tessie! She can't breathe!
Well, let's see why.
Doctor, do we have to cram surgery?
It can wait, gosh darn it! We have a crisis on our hands! Hand her to me. It appears something is blocking her airway. I must perform the doggy hybrid.
No, no!
Stand aside, ma'am.
And the night after that.
How did you know?
I just guessed.
Oh. Anyway, everything was going wonderfully until about a month ago.
You can't stop me from going, Rick!
Honey, please be reasonable. Egypt is so far away!
I will only be gone for 6 months!
Irene! That is an eternity!
I can't go on without you for that long!
Then, Rick, I'm sorry, but this is the end of us!
No! Don't say it!
I love you, Rick, but I cannot stay! I must go to Egypt to build this giant drill for my company! This is the first time I've been asked to head a project this large! I must do this, I just... wish that you understood!
I do! I just don't want you to leave!
We can't have both, but we will always have Springfield. Goodbye, Rick!
Couldn't you have just asked her to go with her on the trip?
Darn. I didn't think about it at the time. Oh, oh, my sweet Irene! Gone forever!
This is like Casablanca, but not as good.
I have nothing anymore! No purpose to live!
But do you know where she's drilling?
Somewhere north of Alexandria, a place called the Knife Cataract.
Oh, that's exactly where I need to be. Can you take me there?
I can, but I don't know if I should. I just don't know if I can face her!
So you traveled all the way to Cairo just to...
Oh no! There's rioting in the streets! The Muslim Brotherhood is clashing with the RCC! Every Florida is being urged to evacuate to Alexandria!
And that is the most convenient plot point ever.
And your work at being a history lesson.
So, Rick and I left that evening to Alexandria. The trip up there was a bit awkward. I had a hard time explaining to him why it was necessary for me to carry a huge coffin with me on the back of my camel.
You know, I just don't see why you can't carry a sleeping bag.
We made it to Alexandria in 2 days. The site of the Tomb of the Ninth Cataract lay just ahead.
Huh. This must be it!
I suppose the big drill was an indicator?
Let's get closer!
Rick? What are you doing here?
At last! I found you!
You shouldn't have come here!
But I had to!
I won't go back home with you! Not until the job is finished here!
I'm not here to take you back.
What?
I only came to apologize. Oh. And to win you back!
Oh, Rick! I wish it were that simple!
Please, tell me. You moved on, haven't you?
Never! I don't think I could ever love anyone more than you!
Then take me back!
Life for us won't be easy, especially out here in this desert! My heart could not bear putting you through all of this! The danger, the extreme heat, the political turmoil! It's too much to ask of anyone, especially the man I love!
I knew what I signed up for when I told you I wanted to be with you. Life with you is an adventure! An adventure that I want to be a part of every step of the way!
Oh, I love you, Rick!
I love you, Irene!
Excuse me, folks, but, I beg your pardon, I don't mean to interrupt this, touching moment, but I do need your assistance.
Who is this sinister-looking creature?
Oh, it's all right, honey. This man helped me get to you. This is
You don't know his name.
Sorry, dear. It kind of slipped my mind to ask.
Oh.
I am Count Drahu, and I have come here for something in that tomb you're drilling.
Tomb? Oh, we aren't drilling a tomb.
Well, sure you are.
No, we have mapped out this location. We are certain that this is an oil.
No, you miscalculated, Doctor. The oil you are looking for is 3 kilometers due east from here. This is a tomb. The tomb of a pharaoh. And within that tomb, there is a jewel that I wish to acquire.
I am never wrong on my map. My company and I have tracked it, staked it, and intend to dig. There won't be a tomb this far out in the desert.
If you are so sure, then wager with me. If you find oil, this is where I will leave you, and you will not see me again. However, if this site turns out to be the tomb, then I have carte blanche on what I can take from it.
Very well. But we will not find any mummies today. I can assure you of that. Count. Boys, resume.
Take cover!
What is it?
Like I said, at home.
They built this massive thing for one guy?
Yes. Hey, excuse me.
Huh. That quite is a large tomb.
I don't understand.
Sorry, the show
we
can't
go on.
The show can't go on without my cape on. Anyway. Yes, this is the tomb of Pharaoh Shindu Kush, 12th Pharaoh of the Ninth Cataract.
I've never heard of him.
Well, you wouldn't have. His reign was very short. But within this tomb lies the Jewel of Hoth.
Huh?
Hoth.
Huh?
Hoth.
Huh?
Hoth! Yes! The Jewel of Hoth, god, Egyptian god of time and space.
Huh.
This jewel has the power to go forward and backward in time.
No! I can't let you take it!
Oh, No, a bet is a bet.
I made a bargain with the devil! I can't have something that was powerful to a vampire!
Whoa. Excuse me, honey. Now what exactly makes you think that
This man is a vampire.
Rick, honey, what are you talking about? Look at him!
Well, Irene, it's not quite fair to judge someone. Even if they do look like a raccoon, I don't care.
I heard that. And I'm not here to harm the human race. I need the Jewel of Heart to undo a mistake I made. That's it.
A mistake?
Yes, with an experiment I did about a year ago.
How can I be so sure that you'll use it wisely?
Trust me. There are far worse things out there that could get a hold of it. A vampire trying to fix his mad science experiments is the least of your worries. Come.
Whoa! Those torches just lit up, all on their own.
Most likely an enchantment. Rumor has it that this place is cursed.
Great. Now we get to meet Boris Karloff.
Look, the sarcophagus.
Did we just open it?
No, that, the sarcophagus is solid stone. It would take a lot of, Well, that takes care of that.
It looks like he was buried with a stone trunk.
Let's get it. It isn't here. It's just these scrolls. But this one looks like one of the resurrection scrolls.
That's a real thing?
Well, sure it is. Why do you think they put it in all the movies? Let's see if I can make out what's been written.
Wait, you can't.
Oh, I have to in order to